This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, and I'm with my wife, Candace Brim, and we are doing our weekly session here on Mom's Radio broadcast from our home in Skytook, Oklahoma, and we're glad that you're joining us. And we are co-pastors at Mom's Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, along with Lee Morgans, called A Glorious Church Fellowship, where we train champions for Christ. And this week, we'd like to start off with some training, and that training is going to be on a word that Mom got from some friends or teaching in Israel, and she shared it with me, and then I began to study it out, and God dealt with me, and I know that we need to share this word with the church, and it's a very important word, mm-hmm. and the word is arise. And they explained it like, when God says it, it has a different meaning than when man says it. When man says it, it means just to get up. But when Jehovah says it, no, God has to tell no one to get up. And so I started going through the Bible, and I've wondered, how many times has God told somebody to arise? And it was in there about 10 or 11 times. And I remember one time I was preaching this teaching it in Los Angeles, and a pastor came up to me and he said, I'm so glad you taught that, because I was wondering and doing this study on why was God telling people to get up. So when God says arise, it is the Hebrew word kum, and it is a command word. It doesn't mean it's not a noun or a verb. It's a command word, and it means first things first, get yourself to a higher level. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. God wants us to go higher. What do you think about that?
That's awesome. We need to go higher.
We need to go. Doesn't the Bible say things like faith to faith to faith,
yes. and glory to glory?
Yeah. So I believe that God is calling us higher, and he wants us to go to a life and come up to a spiritual path that is destined for us. And so he says the word arise in the Bible several times, and we want to go to it. And when he does say it, we have to remember that it is a command word. That means he's the commander, and life and death is mm-hmm. At stake here. The first place I found it was Joshua.
Right, yeah.
He said, Joshua, this is Joshua 1, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead, therefore arise. Now, right. So now that you're all Hebrew students listening to this, and you're all passing, by the way, he told him, first things first, get yourself to a higher level. Now, Moses is gone, but you're going to have to go higher.
Right.
And we all need to go higher.
Yes, definitely.
We can't stay, no matter who we are, Brother Copeland, Billy Brim, there's another level.
Right.
There's another level to obtain. And of faith, of love, of the word, everything. There's another level.
Well, that's the great thing about God.
Oh.
Is that you've never arrived. When you think you've just got something figured out, then he'll show you another facet of what he needs you to work on. And it's all in that same, if you think about in commanding something, like think about your children.
Yeah.
When you command your children, most of the time you're commanding them to do something that will help them, benefit them, just in growing. If you're commanding them to take out the trash, it's teaching them responsibilities.
So the whole time you're teaching them to arise.
You're teaching them to arise.
Okay, yeah. So here our Father is all through the mm-hmm. Word, and we're finding out that he's wanting us to do the same thing.
Right.
Now, I believe it's also the world is going to find out about it, because there was an interview with Tiger Woods when he first started out, when he was younger. And they were going to interview, ESPN was, the best golfer who he was chasing his records, Jack Nicklaus. And they said, Jack, what do you think about this new upcomer? And Jack Nicklaus, who was the greatest, it would be equivalent to you young people, Michael Jordan or somebody like that. He's the best of the best.
Kevin Durant.
Who's that? Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just kidding. All the Thunder fans, what?
What?
Yeah. So anyway, he goes, they interviewed him. They said, what do you think about this new kid, Tiger? Now, this is back when he started. And here's what Jack said, who holds all the records. He said, I'm not familiar with the level he's playing on. Mm. Now, that was coming from the greatest. Mm-hmm. And it stunned the interviewer. But you're Jack Nicklaus. That was his next question. And he goes, thanks for telling me or reminding me who I am. You know, just joking. Mm-hmm. But when he said that, something shot into me, and it said, it's time for the world to, it's time for the church to operate on a level the world is not familiar with. Mm-hmm. It's time for the church to go to a higher level. And then yes. we get this, mm-hmm. arise to what? A new level, to go higher. I need you to go higher. Go, why? Because here's why I think. I believe that I see in the Bible, I've got things I want to show you. I got things I want to tell you. But I can't tell you at the level you're at. Mm-hmm. Now, a great example of that, Candy, is in Ezekiel 3:22. And it says, "And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he said unto me, Arise." Now, there it is. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that that doesn't mean get up. When God says it, it means first things first, get yourself to a higher level, Ezekiel. Okay? Now, then he says this, "And then go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee." Mm-hmm. Now, how many on here in the sound of my voice wants to talk with God?
Yeah.
That should be everybody.
Yes.
And God wants to talk with you more than you want to talk with him, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. He wants to communicate with you. Now, here he wants to talk with Ezekiel, but first he tells him to arise. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is.
Why? Because there, at the level Ezekiel is at, I can't tell you. Mm-mm. If that was the case, he would have already begun to tell Ezekiel what he needed to tell him. But he said, "Ezekiel, arise and then go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee." Well, why don't you tell me now? Because I'm not there. You're not there. If I tell you now, your faith mm-hmm. or your lack of faith will mess it all up.
Right.
And
yeah.
God will go, "Oh, I shouldn't have told him." But God's smarter than that. He's smarter
yes.
than that.
Amen.
So we all want to hear him, but some of us at the level we're at, he can't tell us what mm-hmm. he needs to
no.
tell. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Like mom, maybe at the beginning of her ministry, or Brother Copeland at the beginning. Brother Copeland even said that. He asked the Lord, "Show me." And he said, "No." And then 30 years yeah. later, he said, "Here's why I couldn't show you then."
Well, a lot of times if God showed you what you're going to be towards the end of your ministry, you'd run.
Yeah.
You're not ready for
it. Oh, yeah.
You're not ready for that vision to be expanded on that level.
See, that's another great example of why he wouldn't, because mm-hmm. he shows you and you're like, "I can't do that." What if he showed Brother Copeland right off the bat when he first got saved? "Well, you're going to run, you know, $1 million, and you're going to have 30 planes and give
radio,
away and
television,
all over the world,
everything.
Television, yeah. your budget's going to be millions a month and on I don't think so.
I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I'm done.
And God's like, "I should have told him." No.
Right.
But so we need to arise, right?
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
all through the scripture. Now, the very next verse says, Ezekiel 23, "He then arose, and then he went forth to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord was there."
Mm.
Now, isn't that interesting? We're the glorious
yes,
church.
Yes.
Now, watch
yes.
the connection as we do this teaching of the glory and arising, because they're mm-hmm. definitely connected. Mm-hmm. If you remember, real quick, I'll just jump there, but we won't go there right now. Well, maybe we will. But if you think of Isaiah 60, arise and what? Shine.
Yes.
For the glory of the Lord. Lord. See the
yes.
connection?
Yes.
The connection. So he arises. What does he do when he arises? I believe he goes to a place. He gets closer to God. He gets his
yes.
faith, builds his faith
yes.
up. And do we have that place, you
right.
know? We all need that place.
For us, if God tells us to rise, the first thing we should do is run to the Word.
We
should run to the Word. Study the Word. Whatever he's telling you to rise in or do, find that in the Bible. Study it. Follow people through the Bible that have been called to do something. If you're called to minister, preach, start a church, whatever. But you need to get in the Word and envelop yourself. That's, to me, the first stage of arising when you're called to do something.
So we all need to arise. Mm-hmm. And you ask yourself, what do I need to arise in?
Yes.
And evidently the Word would be the first place you would go to. Spending time with God.
Yes.
So in his presence.
Yes.
As yeah. David would say, right. "Lord, you told me to seek your face." Mm-hmm. And the word yeah. face in Hebrew is presence. So as I went through the scriptures looking at this verse or this word, I found that he told, of course, we said what? Ezekiel and Joshua, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then Jacob, Elijah, Jeremiah, and David. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good company.
Yes.
So if you're sitting there thinking, oh, you're kicking rocks. Oh, my goodness. I know. I need to arise. Well, so did David. Mm-hmm. We all do.
Right.
And yeah. And so I want to show in the Bible where he tells us to arise. Mm-hmm. You and me who are listening right now. And it's a command. And it's life and death. So people who are listening to this, God wants you to live. Jesus came so that you can live more abundantly and have abundant life. And he doesn't want you to die. He doesn't want you to die early. Mm-hmm. And this was actually an answer to me about why my father passed early. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really happy about it, you know?
No.
And I knew it wasn't God's plan. He died at 49 years old. And Dad and I were really close. And this is the answer that God gave me about why the enemy could come in and have mm-hmm. place. Mm-hmm. So where he tells us, and we'll pick it up tomorrow, but we'll start it now, is Isaiah chapter 60. Can you look that up for me, babe?
Yes.
And of course, we know that it says, arise and shine, for thy light has come. Now, some Bible scholar might be out there right now going, but Brother Chip, that is the Old Testament. We are the New Testament. Mm. Well, that's true. You got that part right. But let me explain to you, first of all, that Isaiah 60 says, arise, there it is, that's that word kum. And then, but 59, the verse right above it. Now, chapters and verses were not there originally. They were added in later for man's sake. We need to find out who's speaking. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you, my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth or out of your offspring, which this translation says, says the Lord from now and forever. And then he says, arise and shine. Now, when he begins, the Lord, on verse 21, this is my covenant. Now, we know he's talking to Israel, but who does he have a covenant with?
With us also.
He has a covenant with two of the three groups of people mm-hmm. in the Bible. Who are they? The church and the Jews. Mm-hmm. Okay? So here he is very big into covenant, and here is where he is going to begin to tell you and I, you listeners and me, everybody on the sound of my voice, all of us, that we are to arise. And we're going to pick that up next time we come back. And I just want to remind you that we have a youth rally coming up.
Yes.
In July.
End of July, yes.
And it's the best youth rally in the world.
Yes.
Absolutely, without doubt. And if you have youth or you know a youth pastor, you need to get there. Mom speaks to them. We have the general speak to them. It's a week long and we have a lot of fun. It's a C4C youth rally in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-4877 if you have more information on that. Or if you're interested in our church, a glorious church, Training Champions for Christ, call 918-371-4589. And until next time, this is Candace Brim. I'm Chip Brim, a glorious church, Training Champions for Christ. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.